sitting here talking with Vince during the break, because he's like an expected father here or whatever. He's got a horse that's running this afternoon down at, what is it called? Plain Ridge. Plain Ridge.
Yeah.
So he's coming in early. We're going to do the interview here, and then he's going to race in there, get down there, and see how his little puppy does, right? Take him out.
See how he does.
You're not riding that horse.
Oh, no.
You got a little dude, right?
Yeah, little dude.
Yeah,
little dude.
Exactly.
So wait. See, Glenn, you got to be careful with the expectant father line.
Yeah.
Because Bianca's listening and going, what? Yeah. Wait a minute.
And you know she's listening.
Oh, wait a minute.
Absolutely,
Rain.
She's listening.
Bianca knows what I'm talking
about. Knock on the door.
I guarantee you,
she
hears this conversation about the horse every single day.
Every week. She knows it.
So you're excited about the horse, huh? Is this, because you've talked to us about this before, but this one's pretty good, you think?
Yeah. He's been out for like a year. You know, getting him back healthy and everything. So, just one stepping stone.
Cool.
You know, to getting him back to the racetrack. Cool. And last week he went for his ran pretty well, won. And, you know, just getting closer and closer to gain speed.
So, it's sort of like a defense. Every single week they have to get better.
See, that's a nice segue there. That's a nice segue.
Well, it is. It's so much like
from
football.
From horse racing to NFL defense.
You like Absolutely. Belichick? Do you scream at the horse?
Nah.
Just coax him.
No. No yelling.
Give him some sugar lumps. So how did you feel about that yesterday in Philadelphia? I mean, they scored a touchdown late to make it look respectable. But after a little shaky start, you guys really calmed down.
Yeah, and that was the thing. We knew, going out the first couple plays and probably the first two series that we had to deal with a couple things that they do. Trying to see how we was going to adjust. So the main thing for us was coming to the sideline and making adjustments and going on with our game plan. And I think we did. Everybody stuck to it. We started making plays after that, and everything started to come together for us as a defense. So that's just one thing where you can just start trusting, you know, your preparation. Everything we talked about in practice, you know, just being able to execute that, and we did for the most part. So it's never going to be perfect, but at the same time, it's things that we talk about all the time. We're getting better each time we step out on the field, and to be able to win ball games later in the season, we want to do that. We want to continue to do that. We have to continue to go out and make the adjustments, prepare well, and out prepare our opponent. So that's what we did. You know, we just did what we can do, you know, and knowing some of the things they like to do and try to take it away. I think we did a pretty decent job of that.
So you worked during the course of the week. You got a game plan as to what you're going to see with Philadelphia's offense. Did they show you things that you weren't expecting to see?
Nope. They showed us everything that we thought they was going to show. One thing that they didn't show that we thought we was going to get a lot of, it was screens. This team is a real good screen team, and we got one. But it was on high alert. I think every time we got down in the second and long or third and long, you know, everybody was alert for a screen play, because McCoy is such a big part of that offense, and the tight end, big part of their passing game. So, but we only got one. So, you know, we made the adjustment in the second half. It's, you know, we're going to start rushing a little bit more. We didn't too much worry about the screens at the end. And I think once we did that, we started getting a little bit more pass rush to Vince Young, and we started making some things happen. So it's a team effort. It's definitely a team effort. And one thing that I like is, you know, we communicating on the field. You know, before we break the huddle, everybody's alert to whatever the situation may be. And that's what's going to get us, you know, to play a lot better. That's what have gotten us to play a lot better in the previous game. So we're going to continue that. Communication is a big part of what we want to do. It's a big part of being successful. And the more we can do that, the better we'll get each week.
Are you aware of how much we talk about the defense on a weekly basis? It seems like after every game, the offense could score 40. The offense could score 15, and we talk about the defense. Are you aware of that, and are members of the defense aware of it? And if so, what's the discussion you guys have privately?
It's really none, to be honest with you. You know, the one biggest thing that tickled me, I mean, it just kills me every time I hear this about stats, everybody's concerned about stats. You know, how many yards we giving up, you know, which we can do a better job with. But the biggest stat is wins and losses. That's the biggest stat. So, I mean, you have the best defense, the best offense, but if you're winning, if you're losing ball games and you're losing the critical points in the game, what do that matter? So the biggest stat for us is to win each week. That's our goal, is to win. And, you know, we really don't pay attention to, you know, everything else. We know if we take care of, you know, certain parts of the game that we know is going to happen, we'll be okay. So our thing is we just have to continue to get better. We got to continue to trust one another. We're going to have to continue to prepare well and execute well. That's going to be a big part of our defense. And if we can do that, we'll be okay.
It's interesting because last week Bill came in here, and I asked him that question about the yardage that you've given up, and he went and looked at the points, and he said, look at the points that we've given up. He said a lot of it is, you know, he said you don't want to give up a lot of yardage, as you just said, but some of it is by design, and you don't want to give up the big play. That's why it was a little frustrating, I think it probably was to you guys, to give up two big plays early on in that game yesterday. And yet you did settle down, you did figure it out, and you were fine from that point on. When you get big leads like you did yesterday, you're able to go out there, put a little bit more pressure on the quarterback, be a little bit more reckless. Is that when the game really becomes fun?
Yes, absolutely. when you can line up and, you know, you have a team doing one thing or another, either running the ball or throwing the ball, it always works in your favor. But when the team can stay balanced and continue to play the game they want to play, that's when you have problems, you know. And that's one thing we try to do is try to get the team one-dimensional so we can peel our ears back and rush. You know, we got some good guys that can go out there and get after the quarterback. And, you know, it's been helping us this year. So the more we can get on and off the field and give our, you know, our special teams and our offense a chance to move the ball, it's going to always work in our favor. It's going to always work in our favor. And the more we can get guys in third and long game, in the passing situation, is going to work in our favor too, because I like the matchups that we have. So, you know, and everybody sees it. You know, it's not just myself or, you know, one other guy. I think everybody on the defense sees it. You know, it's not just the DBs, you know, it's just linebackers, it's the defensive line also, because if we can't apply any pressure, they can't cover forever.
Right.
You know, at the same token, you know, if we are applying pressure, if you don't have anyone covered, you know, the ball's coming out, if you unblocked or not. So that's why it's called team defense. It's not one individual. It's everybody that's doing their job and trusting one another. And I think for the most part, when we do that, we'll be fine. And I think guys are starting to get it and starting to make plays. You know, the ball's being out there. We're starting to get a few turnovers, getting big hits. We're getting pressure on the quarterback. But that's what it's going to have to be. It's going to take all 11 of us to work together.
I'm going to switch gears a bit. And I mentioned Bianca earlier. I know she has done her Perry Mason thing and gone to New York to visit with Roger Goodell. She had her case prepared to kind of give him some information about you. You know, she wanted to let people know and let the commissioner know specifically, this is not a dirty player. This is how we see things. And it was successful. That was a great trip to New York for you. Now, you saw over the weekend, even if you didn't see the game, you saw the clip in Ndamukong Suh stepping on a guy. What did you think of the play, and what do you think his visit or phone call from the commissioner? What do you think that's going to be like for him?
I really
and
don't.
And is Bianca available?
You know what? I really do not want to touch that, to be honest with you. I really don't want to touch that because everybody has their own opinion. They have their own way of going about their business. And my way going about it was, you know, I had a bunch of support from my team, from the organization, from my players, teammates, coaches, and my wife. We had a support staff in place where, you know, when we went through it, you know, we went through it. But at the same time, it was something that, you know, we got over, we moved on. You know, I've been pretty clean ever since. So, it's however they decide to do it. You know, I don't take anything away from that guy's game. He's a hell of a player, but I hope he just have someone in his corner that can just guide him the right direction. You know, whatever that may be. You know, if he listens, he listens. If he don't, he don't. But you definitely need a supporting cast. I could just only speak from what I had, you know, from this organization down, like I said, from the coaches to from my teammates to my wife. You know, I had the biggest supporting cast that someone can ask for when it came down to it. So I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, let me ask you a different way. You play a position that requires you to be very physical, mm-hmm. at times a little bit violent, and to have the emotion to be able to finish that task. Is there a fine line that you've developed over the years in which you say, this is Vince Wilfork, the football player, I got to be careful, even though I'm raging inside, and that's my job now during the course of the football game, not to cross that line?
Yeah, you know, and like I said, I've been in the league for 8 years now, and over the years I've learned, you know, sometimes the hard way, but at the same time is you have to learn. Whatever you have to do to be a better player and a better person, you have to make those changes. I mean, if you agree with it or not, that's one way I cope with it. You know, I had to go in and watch film on myself and see how I can change or alter my game a little bit so I can stay away from, you know, dumb stuff. And it worked, you know, and it's up to the individual. It comes down to the individual, how you want to approach that. But, you know, you have a lot of emotion flying. And I'm speaking from a defensive standpoint. It's like we're the only ones that get fined.
Plus, people are talking to you out there constantly.
You know, it's like everything that we do, we getting fined. And, you know, illegal hits, you have to hit this guy here, you got to do this here. So it's tough on a defensive player. But it is a fine line of, you know, a dumb, you know, penalty and a borderline penalty. It's very tough, so. I know. You pick and choose which one is what.
Especially on Thanksgiving Day where it's, viewed by the entire country, you know.
But is it tough to turn it on and off? I mean, we're talking to you right now. You talk about horses. You seem laid back.
Oh, yeah.
On the field, you can't be laid back. What's the process like from going from Vince Wilfork, guy who's a fan of horses, to Vince Wilfork, who's just trying to beat the crap out of somebody?
When I step in this building, my game face is on. You know, when I step in this building, it's time to go to work. My job is to play football. I want to be the best I can be out there on the field. So every time I step in this building, if it's practice or meetings or coming in to get a lift, whatever it may be, when I step into this building, it's business. And you have to approach it like that. Now, away from here, I'm all fine. I'm funny. And you know, I'm all laid back. And I check my horses. I go, you know, go to movies with my wife. And I have fun with my kids. So, but when I step in this building, it's business, and you have to know that. You have to know this is not college where, you know, you wake up at 8 o'clock and you have a class at 8:30 and you might not feel like going till you can sleep in. Nah, it's not like that. You know, this is your job. You getting in here and you got to be ready to work. You know, because you have questions coming from left field sometimes. You know, Bill asking questions and just to see if we're ready to attack today, and for the most part, we've been fine. So that's my thought process. When I step into this building, it's time to go to work.
Hey man, I'm a fan of Ohio State. What do you mean class?
Oh, damn class!
Hey, class.
You are in school to play football.
Hey.
Don't go to class.
No comment on that. Man. I don't know what you're talking about.
No comments on you.
What he's talking about?
Well, he went to Miami.
Class. Let me ask you one more question, and then we'll let you go. Go out and watch your horse. You've had some great battles over the years against Indianapolis Colts. When you see the Indianapolis Colts on the schedule, you always say that's going to be a rough game. You're looking at an Indianapolis Colts team that's coming in here at 0-11.
Different kind of horse.
Right, exactly. Yeah. How do you convince everybody that we can't let down on this one? Because all week long, we're going to sit here. Vegas has set the line at 21. We're going to sit there and say this is going to be a cakewalk on Sunday. Media, fans alike, how do players avoid that trap?
One way to avoid is we have to control what we can control. You know, it's we playing a game, and it's any given Sunday, point blank. I mean, we are a target. You know, it seems like every time someone play us, is they want to play their best game or they want to come out and do things differently than what they've been showing. So to be a good football team, you have to be able to put aside everything that's being said, and negative or positive. You have to put it aside and ask to play football. Control what we can control. And one thing we can control is how well we can prepare. And we're not going to slack up just because we're playing a team that haven't won a game, because it'll make their season to come in to beat us, point blank. So we have to have a chip on our shoulder saying, well, we don't want you to make your season by coming in here and getting your first victory against us. And what that means, we have to come ready to play. It starts today, you know, getting film, watching film, and moving forward from here. And it'll take care of itself, because once the lights cut on Sunday, you know what? That 0 and whatever is out the window. It's the Colts against the Patriots, you know. And we know over the course of the years, they have been a battle, a rivalry. And just because they haven't won a game yet, to me, it won't change. It's still a rivalry. It's still the Colts. It's still the Patriots. So we have to do everything we can to make sure that we can go out and play good football this Sunday.
All right, you can help Vince and EMD Millipore tackle diabetes this season. If you join before this Friday at 12 noon, you could win 4 tickets to the Will Fork NFL Draft Day fundraiser. It's great. It pins in Milford, where you'll meet Vince. You'll receive a personalized autographed jersey. For details, go to the jocelyn.org/Will Fork website. EMD Millipore is a division of Merck KGAA of Germany. One final thing. We can go back to the Garden and watch some basketball again. That's pretty good, huh?
Absolutely. Oh,
that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
66 games, I'll take it. I laugh, though, when people sit there and say, well, they should do this every year and have 66 games. Whoa. They just had a labor problem trying to divvy out the money. If you take away those games, who's going to pay
money
for that?
Right.
You know, it works, but it'll be fun seeing the play again.
Yeah.
Good luck on Sunday. Good luck to your horse. What's the horse's name?
Midnight Lawyer.
This afternoon, 3 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Good luck. We'll see you here next week, Vince. Vince Wilfork right here on The Big Show.